Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom. What's going on, man? This is On the Way with your whole side. We're back on the Poetic Energy Network station. You already know. Shabbat Shalom to another week. We're back up in here. You already know. I'm your whole side, and we're on the way. So we just want to give. We got a quick show lined up for you today. I know I say that a lot of times, but it's going to be a quick show today. And so let's approach the throne. Father Yahuwah. Yahushua HaMashiach's name, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another Sabbath. We pray that you would decrease us and that your Ruach HaKodesh would increase. Father, that we would just seek your face and understand the signs of the times and everything that's going on. We pray all these things in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, we pray. So be it. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you already know, it's the Poetic Energy Network station. I'm your host, Sider. We're on the way. So, there's a lot of things been going on this week. As you know, things warm up, we're not going to get too much into it. We just want to go over some quick points that things have been transpiring. I guess one of the biggest things, of course, you heard about the Connecticut shooting at the school. The gunman and you know that situation. We're gonna talk about that in just a minute. But just you know, other news. What you had, you have actually the Syrian government has actually released some jet fighters on what they call insurgents. In the capital. So that prophecy, what we talked about in Yeshayahu, was still kind of unfolding in Damascus. Where, you know, it seems like they're trying to basically destroy, you know, Damascus, and Damascus is going to be a heap. They're shooting some things, and so we got a lot of things going on with that. You know, because we talk about that, you know, them saying they have chemical weapons, you know, and the U.S. saying if y'all use them, you know, we're going to take force, and you know, it's all a strategical political game that they're playing, because like we talked about last week, they you know, his own. You know, the own government over there in Syria has killed almost upwards to, you know, 40,000 people plus, you know, a lot of women and children also. So, you know, that's still going on. One of the biggest things has been pretty much, you know, blasting on the media is what the fiscal cliff thing. You know, you got the fiscal cliff, you know, with the tax hikes, you know, a lot of tax expiring, the tax hikes going over. So that has been one of the biggest things. But with this whole thing, we talked about a while back the Pope, who I believe the Vatican has been pushing this agenda, I guess, to get him more connected to this generation and to get him more connected socially and try to brand the image of the Pope into this day and age. You know, of course, you know, he just got on Twitter. So I think that's all part of the Vatican's plan. But one of the things that we talked about a while back on the show was the Pope was actually trying to talk about not ratifying, but somehow coming up with the economical system, one world economical system, which a governing body would have total regulations over all markets. And, you know, of course, this corresponds with what is going to happen according to Revelations, 17 and, according to Daniel prophecy that the beast will have economical power over the entire world, because we know that even in Revelation 13, it talks about, whatever this entity that will be established, that people on the whole earth will not be able to you know, buy or sell. And they'll put regulations on buying and selling. And so one of the biggest, so what's interesting is one of the biggest governing bodies to do this and to be and to have this jurisdiction on the whole world is the United Nations, which is located in you know, headquarters is in, of course, in New York. But the United Nations actually, you know, actually has one of the big, you know, their whole thing is promoting peace. And so he just had released a speech, I believe, just a couple days ago, talking basically about that, revisiting the idea of a global entity having jurisdiction over financial markets, you know, whether it be Greece, whether it be North America. So it's very interesting that this comes up with the whole fiscal cliff thing. And we're going to see more of this in the coming days. So this is something to watch as you look forward to the merger, the fall of, you know, the West and the merger of these other different nations and how they can get all these things combined into one monetary system. So these things are coming about because the lines are being crossed. And at the same time they're crossed on that side, you know, spiritually, they'll begin to cross also. So that's one of the things that was talked about in one of the Pope's speech, which we know, you know, the Pope's a good candidate for even being, you know, possibly being a false prophet. So, you know, this is one of the things we need to continue to watch, you know. I guess one of the biggest things that, of course, has been in the media is the Connecticut thing, which, you know, we don't want to get too much into that, but I believe it's part of the agenda of the adversary to, you know, perpetrate their agenda. Because when you really think about it, you know, the government wants to get mad and you know, and do all these things, but it's actually the government who is, I'm not going to say the government is the one killing these people, but the government is actually the ones who are equipping and empowering these people, you know, to do these things, just with the things that are going on. So I don't think it's really a gun problem. I think it's really a spiritual problem in America, and of course the world, because even when you look at the thing about, you know, you look at cocaine and drugs and crack and everything like that, and you look at the systematically planned, you know, by agencies like the CIA to put, you know, put these weapons in people's hands, you know, to put, you know, these products that are from other countries like Nicaragua and all these other countries, and to put them in people's hands, starts to make sense, you know, about how all these you know, these things happen. So we just got to continue to watch, because I believe it's going to continue to unfold to get towards their agenda. So we have some very interesting things that are going on that we need to continue to watch. So there's, and also one of the other topics is, I believe the microchip situation with the Texas school. I believe her case, you know, is in the court right now too. Also. And I believe it's two courts that are challenging whether, you know, Obama should still be the president. Of course, you know, of course, we talked about that last week. I believe an Alabama court has now picked it up, too. Also, so those things are going on, but it's getting very interesting to just you know, understand what's going on, and we just to get continue to watch. You know, the situations that are going on, and we're pretty much almost done with Hanukkah, and so we want to kind of talk about that. We want to kind of, you know, we're going to talk about that for a second, and we're gonna be out of here, but you know, it just talks about that, how, you know, we go over scriptures like, you know, that we are to present our body as a living sacrifice, you know, to Yahuwah. And this is one of the things this is one of the things that we want to talk about. So if you got a chance, you know, we want to just real quickly go to Romans 12. We want to go to Romans 12 and starting at verse 4. Because we want to talk about the body. We want to talk about, because we have the physical body, and then we have the spiritual body of the Messiah. So we want to talk about the body of the Messiah first and how we are to dedicate, you know, the body of the Messiah is supposed to be dedicated to Yahushua, because no longer is there a temple. You know, there's a temple in Shemaim, but we are the temple. So we know the whole story. We can go back to the Maccabean period, and we know that Anthony's, you know, Epiphanes or whatever. I'm sure I messed that name up. But, you know, of course, the guy comes along and you know, after the time of, of course, the first temple was Solomon's temple, and then the second temple was, you know, built by, you know, Herod's temple, what people call it. And so, you know, the Maccabees, he comes along, you know, they sack Jerusalem and set up the, you know, and take all the precious gold things and everything, and sacks Jerusalem and takes some things and sets up the abomination of desolation, and so that happened, and you know. And of course, you had the Maccabees, you know, Yehuda Maccabee, who, you know, they fought and they gathered things back and tried to rededicate the temple back to Yehuda, because it was the place that Yehuda had chosen to where his name dwelt. And so, you know, matter of fact, before we go into Romans 12, let's go back for a second. Let's go back for a second to read Chronicles. Go to 2 Chronicles. Go to 2 Chronicles. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, basically what happens is, Solomon had dedicated the temple to Yahuwah. They built the temple. They finished it. Remember, because Yehovah told Daoud that he wouldn't be the one to build the temple, but it would be Shlomo who would actually build the temple for his name. And we know that even the temple is only a fraction of where he can dwell. Because remember, Yehovah says also, heaven is my heaven is the throne, earth is his footstool. You know what? You know what place, you know, could he dwell in? You know, he you know, his presence dwelt there, but that's not the fullness of his presence. You know, no temple can obtain him, you know, contain him. But it talks about in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12, it talks about, and Yahuwah appeared to Shlomo by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a slaughtering house, house of slaughtering. I have shut up the heavens that bears no rain, and I command the locusts to devour the land. Or if I send pestilence on my people, and my people upon whom my name is called shall humble themselves and shall pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I shall hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Okay? Now, this is what he said that he would do if his people that was called by his name would humble themselves, seek his face and pray, turn from their evil ways, that he will heal from heaven and forgive them, and he will heal their land. Okay, now, But when you read down, it talks about also what would happen what would happen if they turned away. You know what I'm saying? What would happen if they forsake the laws and the commandments that he set before? He talked about that he said, then I will pluck them from my land. That's what he said. Verse 20, he said, then I will pluck them from my land which I have given them, and this house which is set apart to my name, I shall cast out of my sight and make it to be a proverb and a mockery to all the peoples. So now, we want to think about that. Now, we remember, you remember the story, Shlomo actually fell away, and you know, I'm not sure if he was restored back, but according to, you know, a lot of things, that his heart did turn away from the Lord, because at a certain point, because with all the, you know, the concubines and, you know, the wisdom and all that stuff, so somehow, it got to him. And you remember that temple was cast out of his sight, right? And the people was plucked out of the land. He said, if y'all didn't follow his command, you'd be plucked out of the land. And so now, one of the reasons, people don't think about this, one of the reasons Yisrael is scattered throughout the four corners of the earth is because we did not uphold the Torah and the commandments, therefore he plucked us out of the land. But now he's going to have compassion on us, and you know, he's going to give us a heart of flesh, and to where, you know, where we will wake up and we will repent, you know, and he will heal our land. But this is what's happened. This is what happened. So you're talking about the physical temple, and even the second temple, it was cast out of his sight. Even when the first temple was destroyed, it was cast out of his sight, and people were plucked up out of the land. You know, they went to Babylonian captivity, with Daniel and all that stuff. And then they came back with, you know, they came back to the land. They rebuilt the temple. You know, the people came back to the land. And then, once again, they turned from Yahuwah, disobeyed his commands and laws. He plucked them out of that was the disport. That was Titus. You know, that was Titus' time. You know, but Titus came and he had the disport through Asia, through Africa, throughout the four corners of the world. And now the temple was crashed out of his sight. So now, he says, look, he said, this scripture is still private. He said, I will cast out of my sight and make it to be a proverb and a mockery among all the people. So now you go to Yisrael and you look at the Temple Mount where the temple of Shlomo once standing. You see the Dome of the Rock. It's a mockery. You know what I'm saying? It's a mockery now, right there where the temple used to be. You know what I'm saying? And all this is because. But the funny thing is, it's all in Yahuwah's plan. So you can't say if this was different, it would be like that, but because it's all in Yahuwah's plan. But this is the reality of the facts, is that we were plucked out of the land because we disobeyed them, and that's why the temple was destroyed. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the same with us. If we, you know, do not repent, he will cast us out of his sight. At the end of days, when we sit before the judgment seat, he will cast us out of his sight, and our temple will be destroyed. You know what I'm saying? We will be destroyed. You know what I'm saying? But if we repent, he will heal us. And so now the temple is gone, but we are now the temple. You know, our body is now the temple and the dwelling place for the Ruach HaKodesh, in which, you know, Yahushua promised us the promise, which he told the disciples, which came on the day of, Pentecost, and rained down, and they were filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. So now we are the temple. So now, the same way we kind of think about the temple service and then we kind of think about, you know, what they did in the temple, it's with us now. So we are to carry ourselves as priests. You know, we are to carry ourselves as priests and go through the things of how they would dedicate themselves back to Yahuwah. How would they would cleanse themselves, you know, in front of Yahuwah before they would enter into the presence of Yahuwah, before they went into the presence of, the high priest. So these are things we think about now, that we are the temple. So fast forwarding now to Romans 12, and this is because we're thinking about Hanukkah. We're thinking about the temple being destroyed. We're thinking about I mean, not to be destroyed, but the abomination of desolation coming in there. And we're just thinking about how many of us, even being in the truth, have falsely worshiped other mighty ones. How many of us have set up the abomination of desolation in our hearts before, you know, we came to the truth? You know what I'm saying? So I think now that even taking the responsibility, how Daniel and some of the prophets took the responsibility at that, as with Yisrael as a whole, some of Yisrael has set up the abomination and desolation in their hearts, you know, believing upon, you know, JC and these other mighty ones. And so we need to repent as a nation, not just, you know, even if somebody's in the truth, we need to repent as a nation so that he will hear our land, you know, that he will wake people up. He will have the restorers spread throughout the four corners. So it's more on us. There's a responsibility, even though we're in the truth, to repent for the mistakes of our forefathers. You know, it's on us to do that. And so we need to dedicate Yisrael, the body of the Mashiach, back to Yahuwah. You know, that you know, so it can come together. But first, in order to do that, we must present ourselves as a living sacrifice, set apart to Yahuwah, before we can, you know, take the aspect of the body. But when we talk about the body of the Messiah, Romans 12, verse 4, it says, "For we as many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function. So, it says, so we, the many, are one body in the Messiah, and the members, each one of another. Now, having different gifts according to the favor which is given to us, let us do them accordingly. If prophecy according to the portion of belief, if serving in the serving, if he one that teaches and teaches, he one that encourages encouragement, he one that sharing in sincerity, he was leading in diligence, he who has compassion joyously. It says, let love be without hypocrisy, shrink from what is evil, cling to what is good, and brotherly love and tenderly loving towards one another, in appreciation, giving reverence to each other, not in idle duty, reverent in spirit, serving the master, rejoicing in the expectancy, during pressure. Continuing steadfast prayer, imparting to the needs of the set apart ones, pursuing kindness towards strangers. Blessing those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Okay, verse 16, I'm just getting to 16. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not be proud in mind. Go along with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Repay no one evil for evil. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. So, you know, it goes over some things that in the things we should do as a body. We won't get too much into this because a lot of things that we can cover, because we went into even the things in Revelations. You know, the seven assemblies. And so when we're talking about Hanukkah, we're talking about, you know, the seven assemblies. We talked about the seven assemblies, which is symbolic for the menorah. You know, the menorah has, you know, seven sticks, you know, and symbolically are seven assemblies, you know, in which, you know, seven is the number of completion. You know, so these, you know, the menorah symbolizes, in a sense, it symbolizes the joining of, you know, just the body, and so that's the aspect of the body of the Messiah. So we need to do these things. We need to be walking in our gifts, you know, far as in prophecy, far as in courage, far as in serving, far as in leading, far as in teaching, that we need to walk in these things and dedicate these gifts and talents back to Yahuwah. You know, we need to dedicate these things back to Yahuwah. You know, and then real quick, we're going to talk about just spiritual things with our body. You know, go to Ephesians. to Ephesians. Let's check out Ephesians chapter 5, since I'm already here. It says, verse 1, it says, "Become then imitators of Elohim as beloved children. Walk in love as the Messiah also loved us and gave himself for us as a gift, as an offering to Elohim as a sweet-smelling fragrance. But whoring and all uncleanness," it says, or greed of gain, "let it not be named among you, as is proper of the set apart ones. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse gesturing, which is not fitting, but rather thanksgiving. For this you know, that no one who whores, nor is unclean, nor greedy for gain," it says, "nor is an idolater," it says, "has inheritance of the reign of the Messiah in Elohim. Let no one deceive you with empty words, because of these things the wrath of Elohim comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partakers with them." So we just talked about, when we read what Yahuwah told Shlomo, that if we were to, you know, as people that's called by his name, we were to repent, to turn from our wicked ways, that he would heal our land. So that's the aspect of, even you go back and read Deuteronomy 28, that's the aspect of our lives. That it starts with us first. Starts with us first in Yahshua. That if we as an individual would flee from uncleanness, from these things that the Ruach was talking about here, that he will heal us. We will be blessed. We will be new creatures, and the blessing of Yahuwah will come upon us. The blessing of Abraham. All these things that we would increase. All these things will come upon us. However, Just like he told Shlomo that he would cast them out, that if we as a people, cling to these things, that the wrath of Yahuwah would be upon people who do these things. So that's why you see, so you look at why Yisrael got scattered to the four corners, why the temples got destroyed and all these things. It was because of Yahuwah's wrath. It was because of what he told Shlomo about turning from the Torah. And so this is the two aspects of the street, is that we now being the temple, that we have to dedicate ourselves to Yahuwah through our high priest Yahushua. If we do not, we will be cast out and we will be destroyed. That's it. Just like he left witnesses. Those were witnesses. The temple, even us being scattered to the four corners of the world, is evidence that we have broke his commandments. You know what I'm saying? That's evidence. But it's all his plan. It's all his plan to show his greatness, but it's also a witness and evidence that we have broken his commandments, because he told us that if we would do that, this will happen. We would be scattered across the four corners of the world, and so that happened. So now it's on us, as people in Yisrael who keep the commandments, who have the testimony of Yahushua, to dedicate ourselves back to Yahuwah. So examine ourselves whether we're in the faith. Examine our, if we're a husband, examine our relationships, examine our family, examine everything. That we may be solid, that the blessing of Yahuwah will come upon us. So that way, after that happens, we can then look at the issue of Yashrael, look at the condition of Yashrael, and come before Yahuwah and repent for the mistakes of Yashrael. You know, because Yashrael has been ignorant until this point, and it's a lot of people, even in the Great Tribulation, that will be turned into, you know, the truth. But we need to repent right now that the Basura will go through our, you know, our family members and all these different people, that these people will their temple, that the people who set up the abomination of desolation in their heart, that they will be cleansed and wash their garments in the blood of the Lamb. So this is what we've been talking about. You listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sada. We're on the way. So this is what we want to talk about. You know, we're coming to a close on the Hanukkah, and so we want to just talk about dedicating, you know, husband dedicating ourselves back to our wives, and wives dedicating themselves back to their husbands, and men dedicating their children to Yahuwah, and families dedicating themselves to Yahuwah through Yahushua Mashiach, and Yashrael dedicating herself back to Yahuwah as a set apart bride to Yahushua. And so this is what we're talking about. We're talking about dedication. That's what Hanukkah means, dedication. And so that's what we want to do. We want to dedicate everything back to Yahuwah. And in order to do that, in order to be dedication, we have to remove the stumbling blocks, and we have to remove the abominations in our heart, in our minds, physically, spiritually. We got to remove the abominations. And so I encourage everybody to do that first within their household, and then as a nation, that we need to identify the stumbling blocks, the abominations that are set up in children of Yashrael, and repent for those things, that Yahuwah may hear from his set-apart place and somehow wake Yashrael up. So this is what we're talking about. You listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. Shabbat Shalom. We out of here. Hope you have a blessed one. We'll be talking to you next week. We're going to have some interesting stuff. Hey, on the way, on the Poetic Energy Network Station is coming to an end, but we're going to start a new station. We got some interesting things that we want to talk about. Yahuwah is doing a lot of things that this show is going to go to another level. So we're going to talk to you about that soon. But Yahuwah bless you, may keep you, may his face shine upon you. We out of here. Shabbat Shalom.